Well, thank you very much.
谢谢大家.
It's a joy to be with you once again after several months.
经过几个月以后,
and I am just so grateful that you all come out on this cold Minnesota afternoon. But we're enjoying the warmth of being together as brothers and sisters in Christ.
所以我们可以一起享受在主内弟兄姐妹的温暖。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to continue our study in the book of Daniel by looking this afternoon at Daniel chapter 10.
我们继续考察但以理书，今天下午我们会学习第十章。
And if I'm invited back two more times, we may finish the book of Daniel.
你们假如再要求我回来两次。 我们就可以把但以理查完了。那在下面几个月，期待能够回来。
You may remember in Daniel chapter 9, we looked at the third vision that Daniel has in a series of four visions that make up the end of the book.
你们可能记得在第九章里面，我们查考但以理四个意象中的第三个。
And that vision in Daniel chapter 9 was all about God's plan to give his people a future and a hope.
那一个意象是神告诉人他对他们未来的安排。
Here in Daniel chapter 10, we have the first part of the fourth and final vision that Daniel has.
那么我们今天在这个第十章的前边是 但以理四个意象的最后一个。
For me, this is a fascinating chapter.
这一个是很有意义的一章书。
It teaches some wonderful lessons on spiritual warfare.
告诉我们教导我们怎么样属灵的战争。
And it teaches more about angels than perhaps any other chapter in the Bible.
在这里有关天使的讲解，可能比任何其他的圣经里面都清楚。
But this chapter also reveals some tremendous truths about prayer.
但是这一章也告诉我们一些很奇妙的有关祷告的真理。
And this will be our focus this afternoon.
这就是我们今天下午所要集中的。
Let's read once again verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, who was named Belteshazzar, and the message was true, and one of great confidence, but he understood the message and had an understanding of the vision.
第一节，波斯王古列第三年有一个信息启示给那称为波提沙沙的但以理，这信息是真的，是关于一场大战争。但以理明白这信息，了解这意象。
You see, something significant and powerful is revealed here to Daniel.
所以这里有一个很重要的启示给但以理。
And we're told that this word that comes to Daniel was true and involved a great warfare.
我们知道告诉但以理的是真的，有关一场大的战争。
We're also told at the end of the verse that Daniel understood the message.
我们也知道。 从第一节那里看到但以理明白这个意象，
And Daniel understands that this also somehow involves him personally.
但以理也知道这一个意象里面跟他自己也有关系。
He understands that in receiving the vision, he is being called to participate in this conflict.
所以他知道既然把这个启示给他， 他也要亲自参与这一个大的战争。
How is he being called to participate?
怎么样他被呼召来参加呢？
Through prayer.
借着祷告。
And we're going to consider five powerful truths this chapter teaches about prayer.
我们今天会看这一章所教导的五个真理，有关祷告的真理。
We just, in the verses that we just read,
我们刚刚念的经节，
Daniel says that he entered the morning, he was fasting and praying for 3 weeks.
但你说他在忧伤，他在禁食有3个礼拜的时间。
He didn't eat.
没有吃东西。
And on the 24th day, verse 4, the first month, when he was by the bank of the great river, the Tigris River,
那么在第四节呢，你说在第24天的时候，他在底格利斯河。
He has a vision of what he calls a certain man.
他看到一个像是有一个人。
Listen to the description.
我们看看他是形容的。
Dressed in linen.
身穿细麻衣
His waist was girded with a belt of pure gold of Ephes
腰束乌发纯金的带
His body was like beryl
他的身像水苍玉
His face had the appearance of lightning
面貌像闪电的样子
His eyes were like flaming torches
眼睛像火把
His arms and feet like the gleam of a polished bronze.
手背和腿像擦亮的铜那么闪耀。
And the sound of his words like the sound of a tumult.
那么说话的声音像群众喊叫的大声。
Daniel says that he was the only one who saw this vision.
但你说他是唯一看到过这个看到这个异象的人。
Now the exact identity of this figure is left vague.
那么这一个神的这个人是什么人不大清楚。
But anyway, this is a vision of the pre-incarnate Christ.
他想来这很可能是在道成肉身以前的基督。
And here we see the first truth about prayer.
这里我们看到第一个有关祷告的真理。
Prayer leads to an encounter with the living Word of God.
所以，祷告把我们可以带到神的话的面前。
For 3 weeks, Daniel had been praying, seeking the Lord.
3个礼拜的时间，但以理在祷告寻求神。
And now he has this vision of the living Word of God.
然后他现在看到这个神。
Again, many believe that this is a pre-incarnate vision of Christ.
很多人都认为这个是在道成肉身以前的基督。
Listen to John's description of the vision that he has in the book of Revelation.
我们看一下约翰在启示录里面怎么样来形容
Revelation chapter 12:12-17
启示录第一章12节-17节
The apostle John says that I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me and when I turned I saw 7 golden lampstands in the middle of the lampstands I saw one like a son of man clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and girded across his chest with a gold sash. His head and his hair were white like wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet were like burnished bronze when it had been made to glow with furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. And his right hand held 7 stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp 2-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.
第十二节，我转过身来，要看看那跟我说话的声音是谁发的。一转过来，就看见7个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子的，身上穿着直垂到脚的长衣，胸间束着金带，他的头和头发像白羊毛，像雪一样洁白，他的眼睛好像火焰，他的两脚好像在炉中精炼过的发光的铜，他的声音好像重水的声音，他的右手拿着7星，有一把2刃的利剑从他口中吐出来，他的脸发光，好像正午的烈日。我看见了他，就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。
These visions are remarkably
So, we look at these two images, it looks very similar.
From Revelation 1, we know that John had a vision of the living word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
So, we know that from Revelation 1, the first chapter, the
Apostle John saw. Not only are the visions similar, but the response of John and Daniel are very similar.
不但他们的意象相近，而且他们及约翰跟但以理的反应都相近。
Like the Apostle John, Daniel falls down.
就像这个使徒约翰一样，但以理也扑倒。
He says, I fell into a deep sleep with my face to the ground.
所以他说，我扑倒在地，沉睡。就好像我的脸贴在地上一样。
You see, friends, this vision of the living word of God was overwhelming.
所以我们可以看到，看到神的形象的时候，对我们来说是远超过一切的。
This vision of the living word of God seemed to call for Daniel's complete submission and surrender to his will.
当你看到神的活泼的话语的时候，你会完完全全的顺服。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
when we pray and when we persevere in prayer,
当我们祷告的时候，当我们继续不断的恒切的祷告的时候，
it leads to an encounter with Jesus Christ himself.
我们可以亲自跟耶稣基督有交往，
and a complete submission to his will and purpose for our lives.
我们可以完完全全顺服他在我们身上生命的目标。
As we read on, we discover a second powerful truth about prayer.
我们继续念的话，我们看到第二个有力的有关祷告的真理。
Look at verses 10 through 12.
我们看第十节到第十二节。
Then behold, a hand touched me, and set me trembling on my hands and knees. He said to me, O Daniel, man of high esteem, understand the words that I am about to tell you, and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, Do not be afraid, Daniel.For from the first day that you set your heart on understanding this, and on humbling yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I come in response to your words.
忽然有一只手安在我身上，使我用膝和手掌勉强支持着站起来。他对我说：“大蒙眷爱的但以理啊，你应当留意我要对你说的话，你只管站起来。”因为我现在奉差遣到你这里来，他和我说这话的时候，我就战战兢兢地站起来。他又对我说：“但以理啊，不要惧怕，因为自从你第一天决心要明白这些事，又在你的神面前谦卑自己，你祷告的话已蒙垂听了。我就是因你祷告的话而来的。”我们在这里学到什么？
Our prayers are heard.
我们的祷告，神立刻就听到。
Do you realize this is the living God?
我们都是我们活神的子女。
That you are highly esteemed.
你们是很受尊重的。
You are precious in the eyes of the Lord.
在主的眼光，你们都是宝贵的。
He speaks to Daniel and he says, You, O precious one, O desirable one, O man of high esteem.
So he said to Daniel, You are my favorite, my most beloved, and my most respected.
Brothers and sisters, you are precious in the eyes of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹们，在神的眼光中，你们都是宝贵的。我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。我们这里有确据，我们的祷告会立刻被听到。
He speaks to Daniel verse 12 and says this.
他在第十二节跟但以理这样说。
For from the first day that you set your heart on understanding, your words were heard.
因为自从你第一天决心要明白这些事，你的祷告的话已经能垂听了。
Brothers and sisters, I don't fully comprehend all of this. I can't explain all of this.
弟兄姐妹们，我不能完完全全的了解这些，我也不能完完全的解释。
But our prayers set the forces of heaven in motion.
但是我们的祷告能够把天堂里面的力量运用起来。
And twice here in these verses we read, I have come in response to your prayers.
两次我们看到这里说，我来了，来答应你的祷告。
Our prayers are heard immediately by God.
我们的祷告立刻被神听到了。
But let's read on. There's a third powerful truth here about prayer.
我们继续看第三个真理。
Prayer places us in a spiritual conflict.
祷告把我们放在属灵的这个混战里面。
This being that speaks with Daniel goes on to say this.
那但以理这样说。
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia is withstanding me for 21 days. Then behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I have been left there with the king of Persia. Now I am come to give you an understanding of what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision pertains to the days yet future.
这天使跟但以理说，但波斯国的护卫天使拦阻我21天。后来又有护卫天使掌中的一位米迦勒来帮助我，我就留他在那里，和众波斯众王在一起。现在我来是要使你们明白日后所要发生在你们同胞身上的事。
Now, this reference to the prince of Persia is a reference to demonic power in opposition to the Lord and His kingdom.
这里所说的波斯众王，也就是那些跟神敌对的那些波斯的人。
And after 3 weeks, this prince is eventually overcome.
那么经过三个礼拜以后，这些阻力已经被克服了。
How long have they been overcome?
但以理祷告了有多久？
For 3 weeks.
三个礼拜。
His prayers were heard immediately.
他祷告立即就被听到了。
But there was a battle taking place in the heavenly realm.
所以在天空中的力量的征战也开始了。
And this one was prevented from coming to Daniel because of this spiritual conflict.
这个天使被拦阻，不能马上就到但以理这里来，就是因为这属灵的征战。
But he's eventually overcome.
他最后可以克服。
And all of this implies that victory in the spiritual realm comes as a result of our prayers.
所以这个能够学到的就是说，借着我们祷告的力量，我们可以克服一切的拦阻。
You see, to pray is to be placed in the middle of a spiritual conflict.
当我们被放在整属灵征战的当中，假如我们站在天跟地的中间，假如做一个祭司，做一个祭司的天国里面的祭司，当我们祷告的时候，在天堂里的胜利已经就开始了。
As we pray, the kingdom of heaven is unleashed here on earth.
当我们祷告的时候，天国已经就降临到世上了。
There's so many stories I want to share with you.
有很多的故事可以跟你们分享。
But you know, one of the most powerful ways I have seen this work out in my lifetime.
在我的身上，我看到过有。亲身体验过这个大的能力，是当我们在德国在那边侍奉主的时候。当我第一次去德国的时候，那里有两个德国，西德跟共产党的东德。
And I remember saying to a German friend one time, wouldn't it be great if Germany was reunited and was one nation?
我跟我一个朋友说，假如德国可以重新联合在一起，不是会更好吗？我朋友摇头说，这个永远不会发生。他说，唯一能够实现的是西德可以变成共产主义。我们知道神的子民在祷告。
They were praying that the word of the Lord would go forth with power into Constantinople.
他们的祷告是希望神的话的力量可以进到东德里面。
And it was 1989年 almost overnight,
就是一夜之间。
Without a gunshot ever being fired,
没有发过一声子，没有发过一颗子弹。
That the wall opened up.
那个墙就打开了
leading to the eventual reunification of the West and East Germany,
就带来了东德跟西德的最后的连结。
I believe this happened because people for years had been praying.
我相信这为什么这可以发生，是因为多少年来人们的祷告。我想象不到在天国中有多大的征战。圣徒的祷告可以使天国的力量开始发生。我没有办法完完全全的了解。
The heavenly host needs the help of intercessors here on earth.
为什么在天上的众天使需要我们在地上的人的祷告？
And the saints, the people of God, have the help of the heavenly host in our time.
那我们在地上也需要天使的帮助，能够克服我们在地上的征战。我们在世上所遇到的一切的征战，就好像在天上也有，在天上也有属灵的征战在发生。
If you understand this, you'll better understand the book of Revelation.
你假如能够了解这个，你就可以对启示录更会了解。
And that's why in the book of Revelation, there's a constant movement between what's happening on earth and what's happening in the heavenly realms.
这就为什么启示录一下谈天上的事，一下谈地上的事。
Because the two are related.
所以这两个是连在一起的。
The separation between heaven and earth is actually the result of the fall.
因为我们知道天与地的分别是因为跌倒的关系。
And that's why the gospel teaches that the world is the result of Christ's coming again.Will be a new creation, a new heaven, and a new earth.
所以圣经教导我们，当主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们就会有新的天，新的地。
You see, prayer results in encounter with the living word.
所以祷告可以让我们跟神的话语连接在一起。
Brothers and sisters, you're loved, and your prayers are being
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们已经被神爱了，你们的祷告声马上就听到了。
But when we seek the Lord, it places us in the middle of spiritual conflict.
当我们寻求神祷告的时候，也会让我们在属灵的征战中发生。
That brings us to the fourth lesson.
这就是我们要学到的第四个功课。
And that is that prayer is exhausting work.
所以这里说祷告。是很费精力的。
Let's look at verses 15-17.
15节到17节。
When he had spoken to me according to these words, I turned my face toward the ground and became speechless. And behold, one who resembled human being was touching my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spoke and said to him, standing before me, O my Lord, As a result of the vision, anguish has come upon me. I have retained no strength. For how can such a servant of man talk with such as my Lord? As for me, there remains just now no strength in me, nor has any breath been left in me.
他和我说这些话的时候，我就脸伏在地，默默无声。忽然有一位像人的摸我的嘴唇，我就开口和那站在我面前的交谈，说：“我主啊，因着这异象，我非常痛苦，毫无气力。我主的仆人怎能和我主说话呢？我现在全身无力，没有气息。”
Daniel spent 3 weeks in prayer.
但以理花了三个礼拜祷告。
He engaged in spiritual warfare on his knees.
他祷告的跪在地上来参加这个属灵的征战。
And in so doing, helped to advance the kingdom of God.
他这样子做可以把神的国度推展。
But this spiritual work, this battle, can take the physical toll.
但这个属灵的征战让他身体他耗费了很多。
It's a battle.
这是一个战争。
Ministry is like that.
就是打在侍奉就是这样。
When I served as a pastor in the Twin Cities, my boss was an executive pastor in church.
在我在当初在双城侍奉教会的时候，我的上司就是他的主任牧师。
And I met with him every week.
我每一个礼拜跟他见面。
And he always began our meeting with the same question.
每一次他都问我同样的问题。
Look at me and say, so how goes the battle?
他看着我说啊，这个仗打得怎么样了？
You see, this wise elder pastor knew something about this.
So, 这个老的有智慧的牧师，他对于这个侍奉有正确的认识。
He knew it was a spiritual battle.
他知道这是一场属灵的征战。
And then at times it can be physically exhausting.
有的时候让我的体力都耗费了。
But here's good news.
但这里有好消息。
And although prayer is exhausting work,
虽然祷告很费精力
it also results in extra measures of strength.
可是你会得到更多的力量。
Verses 18 and 19.
十八节跟十九节。
Then this one with human appearance touched me again and strengthened me.And he said to me, O man of high esteem, O precious one, do not be afraid, peace be with you, take courage, and be courageous. Now as soon as he spoke to me, I received strength, and I said, may the Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.
那位像人的再摸我，使我有力量。他说：“大蒙眷爱的人呐、啊，不要惧怕，愿你平安，你要大大刚强。”他和我说话的时候，我就刚强起来。于是我说：“我主，请说，因为你刚强了我。”
After this time of prayer,
经过一段的祷告
，The Lord gives strength and exercises.
这神会给我们超过我们需要的力量。
Doing the Lord's work, we often feel weak and inadequate.
当我们做神的工作的时候，我们常常会软弱，常常觉得不够力量。
But you're precious to the Lord.
但在神的眼光中，你是宝贵的。
And He will come to you.
他会到你这里来。
And He will strengthen you.
他会加力量给你。
By His touch and by His love.
对，这就是他的爱的表现。
And so let me encourage you to persevere in prayer.
所以让我来勉励你们，在祷告上一定要坚持到底。
It's our greatest weapon in the spiritual battle in which we find ourselves.
这就是我们在个属灵的征战中最有力的武器。
Turn with me, if you will, to a familiar passage in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6.
请大家打开圣经到以弗所书第六章
Chapter 6 verses 10 to 12
第十节到第十二节
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might, put on the full armor of God, so that we will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.
最后你们要靠主的大能大力在他里面刚强， 要穿戴神所赐的全副军装， 使你们能抵抗魔鬼的诡计， 因为我们的征战对抗不是有血有肉的人， 而是执政的， 掌权的， 管辖着黑暗世界的， 和天上的邪灵。
And now our
在第18节，
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for the saints.
借着各样的祷告和祈求， 随时在圣灵里祈祷， 并且要在这世上恒久警醒， 为众圣徒祈求。
Back in Daniel chapter 10, we see one more powerful truth found there. Prayer leads to an encounter with the living word of God.
我们知道祷告让我们带到跟神的话语接近。
Because we're precious to God, prayer is ever mediated.
因为神对我们宝贵， 所以我们祷告， 祂立刻就听到了。
Isn't that a beautiful truth?
这不是一个很美的真理。
You know,
my daughter and son-in-law live in Montana to do some snowboarding.
Dad, Alex and I are starting our trip. We're tired. Can we come and sleep at the house?
他说爸爸我们现在在旅行已经很疲倦了，很累，还没睡觉。
Absolutely, you can come and sleep.
他说你当然可以来睡觉。
I got out of bed, got dressed again.
我就穿起衣服。
Why?
I'm just so excited.
I'm excited to see her. Imagine how our Heavenly Father is when we call out to Him in prayer.
就想一想，当我们跟我们的天父祷告的时候，
You're precious.
你们是宝贵的。
He delights to hear your prayers.
他立刻听你的祷告。
And He hears them immediately.
立刻的就听。
We've also seen that prayer places us in the midst of a spiritual battle.
我们也知道祷告会把我们放在属灵的征战之中。
And we've seen that battle, that prayer
can
be exhausting.
会耗费很多的精力。
But it also results in our strength.
但是也可以让我们得到力量。
Finally, we see this.
最后我们看到一点。
That we're strengthened in prayer so that we can be able to strengthen others.
当我们在祷告的时候得到力量， 我们也可以使别人得到力量。
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
第10章第20节。
Now read into the first verse of chapter 11.
一直到第11章的第1节。
Then he said, Do you understand why I came to you? But now I shall return to fight against the prince of Persia. So I am going forth, and behold, the prince of Greece is also about to come. However, I will tell you what is described in the writing of truth, yet There is no one who stands firmly with me against the forces except Michael, your prince. In the first year of Darius the Mede, I arose to be an encouragement and a protection for him.
第二十节，他说：“现在我要回去和波斯的护卫天使作战。我一离去，希腊的护卫天使就要来。但你知道我为什么到你这里来吗？” 我来是要把那记录在真理书上的事告诉你，除了你们的护卫天使米迦勒之外，没有一个帮助我和我一起抵挡他们。第十一章第一节，马代人大力乌王第一年，我曾经起来帮助米迦勒，使他坚强。 在二十节里面，但以理问了一个很有兴趣的问题。
Do you understand what I'm asking you?
你知道我为什么来吗？
Why are you here today?
你来到底要干什么呢？
You see, I'm convinced that the answer to this question is the key to understanding this entire chapter.
我认为对这个问题的答案，也就是能够了解第十章的一个钥匙。
I believe you came today to encourage Daniel to stand firm in prayer, to persevere in prayer.
我相信天使来是要帮助但以理，让他祷告上能够坚持到底。
Because when we are strengthened in prayer, we can in turn strengthen others.
当我们在祷告里面得到力量的时候，我们可以使别人也得到力量。
We've already seen it. We see it here in these verses as well. And when we pray, we support the angelic beings in their conflict.
我们在这里可以看到，当我们祷告的时候，我们可以帮助一些天使都能够得到力量。
And he says to Daniel in verse 20, "Go back to the battle, and you know what? The one that's going to come in the future, Michael's the only one who's standing with me in this."
所以看在他这里说，我现在要回去和波斯的护卫天使作战，将来能够跟我在一起的只有米迦勒。所以换句话说，他告诉但以理，我希望你继续不断的祷告。But
prayer will also
equip us to strengthen others. 祷告也可以使我们加强给别人有力量来装备他们。Chapter 11, verse 1 literally reads this way. 所以第一节到第十一章第一节这样说的。In
the first year of Darius the Mede, my standing up became a strengthening and protection for him.
说马代人大力乌王第一年，我曾经起来帮助米迦勒，使他坚强。When
we pray, we are strengthened.
我们祷告的时候，我们得到力量。
So we give an encouragement and a strength to others.
我们可以成为别人的勉励和别人的力量。
These are some powerful truths.
这些是很有力的真理。
These are some deep truths.
这是很深的真理。
But I don't know what your response is right now to what you're hearing.
I don't know. 我不知道你们现在听了这以后有些什么反应。
But I can tell you what this does to me.
我可以告诉你，这个对我有些什么影响。
These truths motivate me to pray.
这些真理。 能够让我更要多祷告。
How many of us have ever fasted for 3 weeks just said, I'm just going to seek the Lord in prayer?
我们有多少人能够禁食三个礼拜来寻求神？
I tell you what, our lives will be different if we do that.
我可以告诉你，假如我们这样子做， 我们的生命就不一样了。 不但对天堂有影响，对地上也有影响。
Not just prayers of supplication, asking God for miracles, all the things, help pass the test, help Aunt Sally's cancer.
不仅仅是我们祷告代求帮助我考试，帮助治好我的癌症。
Those prayers are okay. It's good to bring our requests before the Lord. But I'm talking about movement in prayer that follows God's kingdom purposes. Pray in the way Jesus taught us to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth.
愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Brothers and sisters, you know that when you pray,
所以这就是我们应该的祷告。
It can lead to an encounter with the living word of God.
可以带让你跟神有更密切的关系。
Your prayers are heard immediately by your loving heavenly Father.
所以你的祷告对那个爱你的神会立刻就听到了。
Prayer places you in the midst of a spiritual battle.
祷告会把你带到属灵的征战之中。
The prayer can be exhausted.
祷告会经费好多的心力，就因为这个需要，我们坚持到底。但是借着祷告，我们得到力量，我们可以把力量带给别人。
Amen.
Amen.
God adds His blessing to these words today.
愿神更祝福这些话语。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们谢谢你这些话语。
Lord, we pray that these truths wouldn't just be interesting ideas to think about.
我们希望这一些真理不仅仅就是一些我们可以想象，我们可以常常思想的。
Lord, we pray that these truths would move from our heads to our hearts and become convictions.
我们真是希望这个这真理可以从我们的脑袋里面一直到进到我们的心里，让我们坚信这些真理。让我们能够变成祷告的男女。我为这个教会祷告。
As a house of prayer for all nations.
希望他们能够让人家知道。这是一个祷告的家。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
感谢神让 Scott 牧师给我们这么美好的信息。
We thank God.